You don't want to just jump right into poop. I mean,
No, you gotta finish with the poop. Otherwise, it's like ATM.
it's way worse than ATM if you're rolling around face first and shit. I think that's our intro. It must be Tuesday. Welcome back to Broadcast, everyone. I'm Lauren.
Hey, I'm Jenny. And we have a special guest on the show with us today. It's Booze. No, I'm just kidding. It's Peter.
The booze is never special.
Booze is always
Hi.
Good. Hi, Peter. We wanted to have some
Hi, I'm not a woman.
What? Peter's not a woman?
Don't say. You're named after Dick. How could you be a woman?
The list of top 10 girls' names this year. Expect Wiener.
Wienerella.
So speaking of Dick.
Nice segue. Nice, nice.
So last time I was on, Jenny, I told you how I finished up school. I've got a lot more free time.
Yes.
And I decided that it's time for me to explore the unfound world of online dating.
So now did you go right to, like, Tinder?
No.
And just go for the quick hookups thing?
I didn't go right to Tinder. The problem with Tinder, from what I see it, is it's like an immediate right now thing, right? I mean, that's what I think is supposed to happen with it. Peter, if you know different, tell me.
Yeah.
I haven't had much luck with Tinder.
But is it supposed to be like a, hey, I'm here right now, come find me at the coffee shop type thing?
Yeah, from what I understand, it's more like, hey, let's go bang.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to do that. You know, I'm a single mom, so it's hard for me to, like, schedule time when my son's not there. So, like, I need to plan it out. I can't just, like, hop on Tinder and be like, I'll see you in 10 minutes. You know? but I'm kind of at that point where I just want to get laid. It's kind of depressing. But I'm on Plenty of Fish. Please don't search for me. Oh, and I, you know what? Oh, I can't tell you guys, like, my username and shit, because then weirdos are going to find me. God damn it.
Yeah, you definitely don't want the weirdos.
Well, could we not say what site I'm on? They'll find me anyway.
You know they what? Will find you.
I think I'm about to delete my account. It's fine.
so you have, like, a limited time to
stalk. I decided, once this show airs, I'm just going to delete the account. That's fine.
By the way, any psycho women, Dead Dog's Eye 81, please hit me up. Okay, Cupid.
All right, so you're on a... Peter?
Bring it.
Right. Well, I decided that for my online profile, I didn't want to spend a bunch of time. You know, I didn't want to, like, write all the stuff that people aren't going to read anyway. So I just filled my profile with movie quotes.
And just to test to see if they get what the quote is from?
Yeah, why not? Well, my username is Princess of Alderaan.
Nice. Nice start.
So
fairly easy one.
Yeah, pretty easy to get that one. But most people don't pay attention, I guess, just because it's long. They don't keep reading.
My God, words.
And
I just
want
to get right to the fucking...
And then you pick, like, a headline. Searching for the one, or here for a good time, or something random like that. My headline is, I carried a watermelon. Which is a line from Dirty Dancing. And I was telling a friend of mine, my gay friend, that that was the line I used. And he was like, I don't think any straight men are going to pick up on that one. He's like, honey, I didn't even get it.
You know. I got it.
Oh, good. Damn, Peter, why don't you live closer?
I was going to say, are you two going to hook up after the show?
I'm a Swayze enthusiast, though, so.
I guess maybe if it was a line from Roadhouse, it would have been better, but, you know. I figured, you know, the carried watermelon line was good because I never know what to say. I always say the wrong damn thing, so...
the whole point of that line is she's saying something stupid when she, and kicks herself for it. So, then it says to describe your first date. And I said, there is no Dana, only Zool. And I didn't put up any really good, I put up decent pictures of me. I don't think I look ugly in any of them. But I didn't want to put up a bunch of glamour shots and duck face selfies or anything like that when I'm looking awesome. Because then they're going to expect me to look awesome all the time. And that's not me. I just want to, show up somewhere in my glasses and jeans and sneakers and, and have a good time. So that's the way I went with it.
That's pretty legit. Just keep nice and average so you don't set their expectations way too high or way too low.
Right. But the problem with making my profile full of nerd things is that I am a beacon of hope for every nerd that lives in their mom's basement.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask if that was working for you, but...
It's not. It's not. No. And, the first date I went on was... I've been on two dates, okay? I was really trying hard to get a third one with this one guy. I told him we should have a date at Wegmans, which, for you guys who aren't in a very specific area, you may not know what Wegmans is, but it's a really awesome grocery store. Peter, it's been compared to Publix, if that's a Floridian reference to you.
Wait, you had a date at a grocery store?
I tried to. It didn't happen. They do. Here's what happened, okay? I was talking to the guy. I messaged him because he said, his interests were cheese and barbecue competitions. So I messaged him right away. I was like, hey, let's go to a barbecue competition or something. Come on, let's eat together. And we were talking for a while, and I just said, so, all right, come on now, when are we going to meet? Let's go get coffee. And he said, well, I don't drink coffee, but, I'll put up with it to meet you. I said, oh, well, if you don't drink coffee, let's not do coffee. Let's go get ice cream. And I said, or wait, why don't we go get cheese? You said you like cheese in your profile. We'll just sit somewhere and eat a bunch of cheese. It'll be awesome.
And be constipated for three
weeks. He suggested we go to a place that does wine and cheese tastings, wine and cheese pairing. And Wegmans does that. So I said, that sounds great. Wegmans does it. And he was laughing at me. And I'm like, I know it sounds really funny, but I'm 100% serious. We'll go to Wegmans for half an hour. If we like each other, we'll make a second date at a bar. I don't have to get a babysitter. We don't have to hate each other for an hour and a half, doing a big long ass wine tasting, and it's perfect. And he was like, I agree, it is perfect. And then he won't schedule a time with me.
What a dick.
A girl tells you she wants to eat cheese with you. What the hell? I feel like I'm kind of the perfect woman here, and he's just blowing.
Yeah, I don't know why he rejected you. I mean, the grocery store thing is definitely unconventional. But I think it was a great idea.
I think I'm an unconventional person. And
that's
I think
true.
Somebody knew that right off the bat. Yeah, so I don't know. I guess it's not going to happen. He messaged me again and was like, hey, I've been busy and blah, blah, blah. Here, why don't you call me or text me? Here's my phone number. I don't want to give my phone number out to somebody I haven't seen in person yet.
Yeah, you can attract weirdos that way.
Yeah.
I found out the hard way.
Guys who like to describe the feeling of shoving different types of soap shards up their ass, right?
Yeah, that's that may have been one of the less weird that I've given my number to.
I've noticed that most girls give out their Facebook before they give out their phone number.
Oh.
That is kind of the new way of giving out your phone number.
I don't want to give out my Facebook either. I really don't want to do that.
Well, you could always block him if he turns out to be a creep.
Yeah, but I don't want to get to that point.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to deal with that.
Just add them on Google Plus and then, there's nothing on there anyway.
I'll put them in the resistance circle.
Add them on MySpace.
Well, that was the first guy I wanted to go out with, and I think I joined Plenty of Fish 2 weeks ago, and it still hasn't happened yet, so I'm kind of over it. The second guy I messaged, we were talking about Netflix. I suggested he watch The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. He watched it and loved it. And I said, okay, good. Let's get coffee and we'll talk about it.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah. Except. Anyway, we were talking about Netflix, but the date was not Netflix and chill. The date was coffee. I met him. It was a little awkward, just like meeting somebody for the first time and having a conversation. But we knew we had a lot of TV shows in common that we could talk about. It was a nice little date. I don't see it going anywhere. He's a nice guy. He's just not my thing, mostly because he lives in his mom's basement. And he revealed on the first date he struggled with bipolar depression. You know, kudos to him for being honest. Like, if I knew him in person and got to find out about it later, I wouldn't hold it against him. But that's not the first thing you want to hear from somebody you've met online and know absolutely nothing about.
Yeah, that's not an initial conversation type stuff. No,
but I mean, I'm glad he did it because, hey, let's not get too involved here. Second date. The second date's a funny story, guys. I don't know. Let me tell you the story.
Okay.
I'm hanging out.
See what had happened was.
I was hanging out and having some drinks with some friends, and I got a message from this guy. He said something about Alderaan, of course. You know, like, hey, Alderaan blew up. It's a bunch of little bits now. A lot of guys just say, hey, Alderaan's just a cloud of dust now. Didn't you know that?
Thanks.
Yeah, I think I know.
No, I've never seen the movie.
What are you talking about? That's what I should say next.
Spoilers, Jesus Christ.
Well, anyway, he messages me. I look at his profile. I'm sitting there having some drinks with my friends. On Plenty of Fish, you have to select your personality type. They've got like over 100 choices of what your personality type could be. Mine, I picked geek. You know, they also have like gamer, you know, homebody, different, you know, weird things like that. So this guy selected foodie.
So he's fat?
I don't know. Like, his picture didn't look bad, but his profile personality selected was foodie. So I was like, okay. So I show my friends. I'm like, hey, should I message him back? And my friend says, why don't you ask him if he likes sausage? And I was like, no. I said, I got something better. He said, so foodie, huh? You like melons? He said, I do like melons. I said, what a coincidence. I love bananas. Want to make fruit salad?
Nice, just the direct approach.
So he said he would like to make fruit salad. And I said, well, let's see that banana and see if it's going to be worth it. So I give him my alternate email address for just such occasions.
Send me dickpics@gmail.com.
That's pretty much it. That's basically it. It's a little different. You know, I got like an underscore in there, but you got it.
Yeah.
So he sends me a picture of his dick right away. Like within like 2 seconds, I have a picture of this guy's dick. It wasn't very artistic. There was nothing included for scale. It's very blurry.
There's like, no banana.
I really don't know what I'm missing. So I email him back right away and I say, that is not a banana. Pardon me, sir.
I literally wanted to make fruit salad.
I don't know what possessed me to do the next thing that I did.
Oh, God. What did you do?
I looked at his profile again, and I said, I am really fucking sorry for fucking with you. You seem like a nice guy. Let's go get dinner on Monday. Why the hell did I do that?
Because you felt bad for trolling him for some reason.
But why did I feel bad? Like, why can't I just troll him on the internet? Why can't I just be a bitch who collects dorky dick
pics? You had a brief moment of conscience. I can't explain it. I get them every once in a while, and then I feel bad about it.
As a moment of clarity.
Only not, because it was a bad decision. When all you've seen of a guy is his dick, don't invite him to dinner. Just don't, okay? Single ladies
out
there.
And he was, like, ready to go with that dick pic.
He was ready to go with that dick pic.
Was it flaccid? No, was it erect?
I mean, show you guys.
You still have it?
Of course I still have it. You don't just get rid of dick pics. Come on. Hold on. Log into the...
How do you dispose of one of those things properly anyway? Like, you have to take it to a recycling center or something?
Hazmat situation, you know.
Incinerate it.
It's... yeah, like, look at this. Okay. Oh, I didn't even notice. Oh my god, you can see the pubes in it.
Oh god.
Look down there, you can see his pubes. But as I said, like, nothing included for scale. I've got no idea. If those are the pubes going halfway up the shaft,
he needs some manscaping.
He really needs to manscape, or he's got a tiny ass dick. But anyway, so we met for dinner. After that, I would recommend don't have dinner on a first date with somebody you met online, because it's hard to get stuff to talk about, especially if the only thing you have going is I'm pitying you because I got you to send me your dick that quickly.
Oh my god.
I rushed to the date after. I was supposed to get off work early that day, and I didn't. I had to rush over there. I did my hair and makeup in the car. I didn't even look in a mirror. And I was really nervous because the actual fact hit me as I was on my way there. I don't know anything about this guy except the fact that I saw his dick. I asked him where he worked. He said, oh, currently Wawa.
Oh.
Well, I didn't want to judge because, you know,
sandwiches.
We are like the biggest Wawa. Me, you, and Jen are the biggest Wawa fans I know. Yeah. I'm not going to judge somebody who works there. I'm like, I love Wawa. I'm there all the time. I use the app on my phone. I'm digging hoagie fast.
Right.
You know, Wawa is great. He's like, okay. Because, like, I could tell he was maybe like a little hesitant. And he told me that the last place where he lived, again, I don't want to say the city. The last place where he lived, he worked at a franchise. A restaurant franchise that was very successful. But
it's Jared. It's Jared from Subway, isn't it? You dated him.
Oh my god.
No, she's a little old for him.
True.
Yeah. Jared's not interested.
Like, yeah. 20 years too old.
Jared's like Mary Trent. Too old. And then I asked the place of the city where he used to live. I know some people down there. I've visited many, many times. And I said, well, what restaurant franchise is it? I, you know, have a lot of friends in that area. Okay. It was Arby's. We worked for Arby's for like 15 years.
Oh my God.
Well, let's also come back to, he said he was a foodie. He worked at fucking Arby's and Wawa.
Fucking curly fries, man. Curly fries and hoagie fest.
Wawa, I can excuse.
I mean,
Arby's, no.
I love Wawa, but I wouldn't call myself a foodie for eating at Wawa.
I just call myself a fatty for eating at Wawa.
A foodie. I wouldn't call myself a foodie regardless, because it, like, you know,
makes you sound like a douche.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry. I mean, I do know some people that are like legit foodies that are not douchebags, but
right. But they don't like walk around being like, oh, I'm such a foodie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, if they say it like that, total douchebag.
You know? Like, I just say, hey, I eat anything. Put it in my mouth. I mean, you know, bananas and shit.
Push me up with a foot long.
Top with stamina. With stamina. Sexy diva here, diva here. I'm really into underwear, especially yours, especially yours. I'm really into underwear, especially yours. I enjoy a really good tucking. I enjoy a really good tucking. I enjoy a really good tucking, but only on my pizza, but only on my pizza. Right. Yeah.
Are you sitting comfortably? Good. Then we'll begin.
Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're playing Doctor.
Each week, we and our guests have an uncensored discussion about an episode of the hit BBC series Doctor Who, starting with the 2005 reboot.
Occasionally, we'll cross the time streams and talk about one of the classic episodes.
We like to have a little bit of fun with it. We're not super serious about anything, especially Doctor Who.
We take a lighthearted look at Doctor Who because we love the show, and so do you. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm not wearing underwear. How about you?
No.
That's our show.
Yeah, baby. So join us at PlayingDoctorPodcast.com.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter.
Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS thing.
What the hell's an RSS thing?
We have one site.
You said it. You said
we are
it.
Back.
Why am I saying it?
Because you're on the show too. You can do it. It's fine. You have the power.
I have to tell you guys the most interesting topic of conversation that I've ever heard in my entire life.
Okay, shoot.
It came through on a message board that I belong to. And it was, if you had to do one Muppet, who would you do?
Ooh.
If you had to choose.
And you can choose from any Muppet, right?
Any Muppet. Any
Sesame Street. Burton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sesame Street, classic Muppets. We even threw in some stuff from The Labyrinth and The Dark Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an answer.
Who did you choose?
Am I allowed to tell you or do you want to guess?
Maybe we should guess. That sounds like fun. Okay.
Okay.
Animal.
No. Animal was not mentioned by anyone in the list, surprisingly. Anyone in the group.
I would think that somebody would mention Animal. Come on now. I don't know. Okay.
He didn't get brought up.
Let's do like a 20 questions kind of thing. And we'll see who can guess first between Peter and I. Okay.
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 So first of all, was this on the Muppet Show? Was this Muppet on the Muppet Show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Was this Muppet also on Muppet Babies?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good question. Is this Muppet a dog?
Nope.
Is it Gonzo?
Fuck is.
Wow.
I'm surprised that not everybody got this.
Well, I mean, if he goes down on you, he's got the nose that can go right in.
Thank you, Peter. That's exactly why. Nobody got it. You're the first one to get it right away.
Probably hits the G-spot instantly, too.
Exactly. Look at that fucking curve on it. Seriously, if you're sitting in a computer right now, Google curve to stimulate G-spot dildo. Then pull up a picture of Gonzo, and it's freaking identical. Seriously.
Oh my god.
Seriously, and now this is the third time I've had the conversation, because I had the conversation online, and everybody was like, "Wait, what? You think Kizzy has a big nose? He has a big dick?" No. They're like, wait, what? Huh? And they're like, oh, well, his nose would tickle your butt. I'm like, no. His nose wouldn't tickle my butt. I do want an anatomy lesson. What's going on here? You know, nobody's getting it. Nobody's getting it. And I even said something too about it. I was talking yesterday to my friend Nick about it. And same thing. He was thinking the butt thing too. And I'm like, gross. No.
Unless you get like a Gonzo shocker.
Right. And well, because even then it's a Gonzo shocker. Well, even then I was like, so in this scenario, Muppets have tongues, right? And And one of the women in the group was like, well, if they don't have tongues, you win. I said, no, I really hope they have tongues. I'm going to win even harder.
Harder. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's, you know, I can't think of who, like, what Muppet I would choose. Because you know what? Here's the thing. Gonzo definitely would be, like, near the top of my list, just because I think he would be into, like, weird shit. You know?
Oh, God, yeah. That, too.
I mean, like, he is the kind of guy that would send you a banana. Like, they send me a picture of your banana, he would just, here's my banana. You know?
Like, do you think the dick matches the nose? Like, if the dick is that curved, too, like...
Well, he doesn't really have a bulge, I don't think.
None of them have bulges. They're puppets. Come on.
Puppets. Whatever.
The big winner among the men was Janice. Do you guys remember Janice?
Yeah. Well, there's not really a whole lot of female Muppets other than Janice, Miss Piggy. I think that's it. And then there's like the little girl on Sesame Street. I mean, come on.
Well, there's also that new one that Kermit is dating now.
Oh, she doesn't count. Homer.
She's a whore.
But then there was a really awesome GIF that somebody shared. Hold on.
Okay, so I forgot about Fraggle Rock. And then there's the girl on Dark Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
the
she count fling. As female.
This thing. You guys see that?
Oh, God. Oh, those fucking aliens with the floppy mouths.
They're sentient. No. They look like just long tubes moving. And I was like,
they look like double-ended dildos.
They're mobile fleshlights. No, they're sentient fleshlights. Is essentially what they look like. Sentient fleshlights.
See that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, there were pictures posted of Sweetums.
Oh, that's just weird.
But if you guys can see this, I was going to include a picture of Gonzo. But as soon as I went to search Gonzo,
there's already
Gonzo pornography is a Wikipedia entry. You type Gonzo into your Google search bar. Gonzo pornography is the second option that comes up.
I'm not really surprised.
I knew I wasn't crazy for thinking it, like...
Yeah.
But that it took a lot for people to get where I was going with it.
Well, they're dumb.
And I was like, how can you guys not understand, like, nobody else sees it right away? Like, oh, somebody said these guys. The Snoofs.
What are these guys? These are
They're called the Snoofs. It's spelled snow with THS after it.
From the Mana Mana song.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do definitely look like a sex toy. They look like a walking sex toy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think it should be noted that when you watch Muppet Babies and you think about it, that means Muppets fuck at some point. And their Muppet parents have abandoned them.
Yeah, they're basically just orphans.
Yeah.
Living with this lady that probably has no torso, but just legs.
So, like, all these Muppets have parents that are assholes. I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah, I got the impression that they were all abandoned as babies. That's what I thought was happening.
Or maybe, like, they all had, like, their own previous Muppet show, but they died, like, in a freak accident together.
The theater burned down.
Yeah.
Well, there's an origin story that Gonzo is actually an alien.
Didn't he have, like, his own movie? Like, I think it was the Gonzo movie.
Yeah, Muppets in Space, I think.
I've had this theory for a while that Kermit is actually gay. And that Miss Piggy has basically been his beard this entire time. Because she always has been the one that pursued him. And finally he just kind of gave up one day and was like, okay, cool, I'll marry you for the... you know, health insurance benefits or something, and the tax benefits, because...
Well, they were never married.
No, they got married in Muppets Take Manhattan. It's the one with the Dalek dick faces, yeah. But yeah, they got married. They totally did. And so I think that he just kind of gave up and was like, okay, sure, I'll marry you. And then,
well, if you remember whatever. In Muppets Take Manhattan, Kermit had a head injury, right? Isn't that the one where yes. he had amnesia and didn't know that he was Kermit for like half the movie?
Yeah. But he married
so
her.
Maybe he forgot he was gay. Like maybe he remembered everything except the fact that he was gay until the wedding night. And then it was like time to fuck Piggy. And he was like, oh, that's right. I'm gay. Oh, well, guess I'm just glad to keep on living the lie.
Actually, I take that back because even in that movie, she tricked him by thinking, you know, making him think that it was just part of the show and it was a fake preacher or whatever.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I remember that now.
So she just trapped him.
Yeah.
So
Miss Piggy also does a lot of domestic violence. She's always like beating him up and shit.
Yeah.
She's beating up everybody.
And he never fights back. He's just like, he just takes it.
Poor guy. I guess that's why he finally just ditched her. I'm finding a new pig. Fucking bitch. Just finally becomes an alcoholic and beats the crap out of her one day.
Actually,
God, this went dark.
In that group, it was mentioned, you know, Kermit's probably a bottom. And I said, maybe Miss Piggy's name is actually Miss Peggy.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
Did I tell you I had a conversation with a gay friend about pegging, and he has a completely different version of what pegging is?
I thought there was only like one way to do it.
Well, no. Okay, so in the straight world, especially yes. women, what we call pegging is a woman putting on a strap on and fucking her male partner up the ass, right?
Yes.
With a strap on.
Now, does that work if it's lesbians also? Is it still pegging?
No. Then it's just because then in that situation, it's like the femme and the butch role.
Okay.
So it's different. So it's, you know. No. In the gay world, pegging is putting a butt plug in and like walking around like that. And you call that person a pegger.
I can't imagine that would even be very comfortable at all.
That's what Nick said. I don't know.
Our gay source.
I don't know. Howard could confirm it, you know. What other gays? I don't know. How many gay listeners do we have? One? Two, including Jen? I mean, but we're looking for gay men right now, so.
Let's know what.
Call us and tell us. What does pegging mean to you? Include it in a 500-word essay. What pegging means to me.
Express it in a haiku.
I'm gonna go have a beer.
Hold on, guys.
I'm not gonna stay. It's probably better off that way. Just like stopping rain, I have no control. And I can't put it down. Like many times before, it's all gonna stay the same.
Thank you.
guys tried the hard root beer?
No, but I bet I'd like it.
It's, there's several brands of it now. At first, there was only this one called Not Your Father's Root Beer, and then there was, like, a couple other ones. I have a few bottles of this stuff called, like, Coney Island Brewery Hard Root Beer. That shit is, like, all the rage around here. There have been times where people say that they went to Total Wine, which is, like, the big beer and liquor, you know, beer and wine store around here. And it's basically like Black Friday shopping. Like, you have to call and reserve a case of it before you go in. Otherwise, you're probably not going to get any. And then there was one lady who had a case of it in her cart, and somebody reached in and took a couple bottles out as she was walking up to the register.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because you can buy it by the individual bottles, too. So yeah, this guy's like, well, fuck you. I'm going to take it out of your cart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, Lauren, you wanted to talk about poop.
Oh, it doesn't sound as good now when we just say, let's talk about
Let's
poop.
Talk about poop. Let's talk
so
about
here's
poop,
what happened.
Baby.
I had this awful stomach virus a little while ago. And I had diarrhea for like a week. it was really, like, first I was just puking and diarrhea. And then the puking stopped, but I still had diarrhea. And then, like, I couldn't eat. So like I wasn't eating for a week, but I was still shitting my brains out. It got a little better. It got better. Like I was at work by like day three.
Was your food poisoning or something, or just like?
No, it was just a really bad virus. It was a really bad virus. Like the vomiting was 24 hours and then they were just like, you know,
bad
bathroom incidents. But by day three, I was back at work, but I couldn't eat. So then I went like, I think like a week and a half without eating anything but like Jell-O and crackers. And then finally, when I took a normal shit, it hurt so bad. It was like, it's just a really bad, hard, constipated shit.
Okay, now you're talking about shit and you're talking about pain, but in a way, you're using this like really sexy voice. Like somebody is getting turned on by this right now. All of our German listeners are like, "Oh yeah, yeah."
I'm not trying to sound.
Keep talking. Don't mind me over here.
I promise, I'm not trying to sound sexy. I promise. Anyway, so I had a really horrendous shit, and then I started taking stool softeners, like trying to help it out, and it helped. But then, like, when you have a really soft shit, it takes like an hour to wipe your ass afterwards. Like, what the fuck is that? It's like
wiping a marker.
Yeah, it's terrible. Oh my god, you're right.
That's exactly
what happens. It's like, oh, and it's like, I, you know, like I use baby wipes and stuff, but like, you know, just because, like, come on, this is the 21st century. Use a goddamn baby wipe and clean your ass off.
Yeah.
But it was like, God, it's so hard to do. And it's like,
this is why we need bidets in America.
Yes, yes, exactly. That too, exactly. Oh my gosh, I have a friend who lives in Japan and he like tells us that we have pre-war toilets.
Uncivilized best.
Exactly. He's like, I can't stay, you know, he's like, God, I hate coming back here. And he's, you know, he's American. He's just lived in Japan for a couple of years, but like when he comes back to visit, he's like, it's disgusting. I hate going to the bathroom in this country.
God, the snob.
Well, I think if we use Japanese toilets for a couple of years, we might be toilet snobs too. All the seats are heated. And
oh, God.
Yeah, they have like heated seats and bidets.
Yeah, like, I'm moving to fucking Japan right now.
Like, can't we just get a Japanese toilet, like, and ship it over here? Anyway, the whole point of the shit story was it's really hard to find that happy medium where it's soft enough to come out, but firm enough to not make a mess.
Right. Right. I definitely know what you're saying, and I.
Do you know what the best thing in the world is? The best thing in the world.
Like when you only have to wipe like once, and
or like not at all. Like you take a shit and like you wipe and you're already clean.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my god.
It's like a ghost poop. It didn't leave any ectoplasm behind you.
It's like I want to like stand up and jump for joy and. You know, like,
the joy starts playing.
Get a billboard, like, I didn't have to wipe my ass after my morning shit, guys.
Make it a life event on Facebook.
How often? It should be a life event on Facebook. How often does that happen?
Okay, I think we should all, like, next time that happens, actually put that on Facebook as a life event. There's got to be some generic catch-all life event. Put that under.
Jenny Z just shit and didn't have to wipe. Congratulations, Jenny! OMG, so happy for you.
Like, use the one for like use the one for just had a baby, but just change the words around.
Yes. I have a cousin who every time she needs a poop, she posts on Facebook. She's like, "I'm gonna go have a little brown baby boy."
Every time she puts it on.
Well, Facebook? Not every time.
No, okay.
I mean, if she only shits.
Only when it's going to be a big deal.
Right. I think my favorite euphemism for shit is dropping the kids off at the pool. Have you guys heard that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. Because you're going to flush them too, so fuck the kids. Just drown them.
My friend and I say dookaroo.
Dookaroo.
Yeah.
That makes it sound fun.
Like, it is fun. I mean, you get to spend like some quality alone time, you know, catch up on your Facebook on your phone or something. Relieve some tension.
Does anybody actually read while they shit anymore? Or do they just you just go and play like Candy Crush or like Evil Apples or something? Catch up on Facebook, like you say.
Yeah, it's funny, like, I never really was a reader while I shit, but I've started to do it more lately. Not reading necessarily, but, you know, Facebooking, GroupMe, recharge my portals.
Exactly.
I've noticed that a lot of women I know drop their phones into the toilet and will post something like, drop my phone on the toilet, need a new phone, so just message me on here. I've noticed that it's only girls, that I've never seen guys do that.
I've seen one guy do that. Maybe it's just because we, you know, tend to sit down way more often, so you have a higher likelihood of it falling in the toilet.
Mm. Well, like, what are you, like, wiping your ass with it or something?
No,
like,
if it's in your pocket and you pull your pants down, it can fall into the toilet.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So, because I'm assuming, like, you're sitting there and you're holding your phone, like, in front of you. Like, how does it get back into the toilet?
Or sometimes, like, I've put it on the back of the toilet when I stand up to pull my pants up. And
yeah.
I could get knocked in then.
I could see that happening. I've yet to actually do that.
My sister dropped her phone in a public toilet and didn't even bother picking it out. Out of blender. I couldn't have done that.
No. No, because, I mean, the phone's dead anyway.
Right. Like, if it's the phone on your own house, and, you know, if it's the toilet at your own house, that's fine.
I mean, like, who's going to pull that phone out of the toilet and, like, put it in the bag of rice or whatever? No. Oh, look, free phone. It's like a nastiest claw machine game ever.
And it's the toilet from Trainspotting.
Oh, God. Oh, and then you don't grab the phone, and it's just, then you have to go take a shower, and it's horrible.
Oh, I forgot what up. Never mind.
All right, Lauren, you're cut off.
I should be. I just remembered something else about shit, but I decided not to share it.
Oh, now you have to share it. Come on now.
So yesterday I drank one of those naked drinks
And it was, I forget what it's called, but you know those Naked Smoothies?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a really dark red one. It was like beaten cherry juice.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah, well, I think I had had it one time before, but for whatever reason this time, I go to the bathroom after drinking it, and I wiped and I thought I was on my period. I'm like, what the fuck was that? And then, like, I see it's not just red, it's fucking purple. And it wasn't my piss, it was my shit. My shit was purple. And, like, I'm a pretty regular girl, right? Like, I'll go, like, 2-3 times a day. I had 3 purple shits in a row.
Oh, my God. You're like a human Play-Doh machine.
It's like...
Prince would be proud.
She's bathed in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
I mean, that's purple rain right there.
Thank God. It's like Prince and that guy who sang Chocolate Rain had a baby. And it was me.
Chocolate Rain. Oh, man. I don't think we can top that. We should probably just wrap it up and go home. All right. Well, thanks for being on the show, you guys.
Thanks for having us. Always awesome as always.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
You should come back sometime, Peter.
Yeah, just invite me whenever.
Okay, cool. Let's do it. Yeah. Just do it!
Nothing is impossible.
All right, so call us at 757-541-CUNT. Subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. We're at MatthewBroadcast.com, where we have lots of cool articles and blogs and shit also. And yeah. Oh, and follow us on Facebook. We're still trying to get 500 likes by September 20th for our 3rd anniversary. 4th, I can't remember now. Shit. Okay, I'm getting old. Okay, bye everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Obama.